Nicole McKee is with us, and it's great to have a call it all with you again, Nicole. Thanks for joining us. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. It's great to be back with you.
Thanks. Well, look, it's fair to say, and you understand too, that there's a lot of heat on at the moment. You might think that it's okay to talk through. Firstly, your experience at Waitangi, please. Reflect on it and talk with us about how you found the experience, please, Nicole.
I really, really enjoyed it, and I felt like I had come home. And I'll expand on that a bit, because I am Ngāpui, as it's been mentioned before. And when I've spoken to you before, Dale, as well, I've told you there's a fair bit of my whakapapa that I'm not aware of. And every time I go home, I learn more. And this particular, the last few days, the 6 days from the Friday last week to Waitangi Day itself, I met a whole lot of Ngāi Whānau. And when I stood on the marae and did my, or on the maho and did my pepeha, there were a lot of people who came up to me afterwards and said, "We are related," which for me was quite humbling as well. I really liked the vibe that was there too. I mean, there was people that were angry at what this government are wanting to discuss, or some of the aspects of what they want to do, not just ACT, but some of the other policies from some of the other coalition governments. But what I received was warmth. What I felt was the need to have a conversation. And I also felt a lot of hurt from some Māori as well that do not agree with the way that the government's gone about some aspects. And this is what Waitangi's about, is being able to get up there, have the conversation, actually listen, and being able to speak as well. So for me, I really liked it, in that it was respectful. We saw a lot of Māori come together, and we had support on both sides of the argument. And being able to actually sit down and have these discussions was quite good. So I really liked it. I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed being around everybody as well, feeling and hearing both sides of the story. So I think it was a great opportunity. And I do really look forward to going back next year and carrying on the conversation. In fact, I hope we get there before then and have a bit more kōrero, so that we can understand as a country where we need to go and what it is that we need to do. And also, Dale, you know, the ACT Party have just started a new site, so that we can explain exactly what it is that we're trying to do with the treaty, because there's so much misinformation out there. We heard at Waitangi, people were saying that ACT had referred to Māori as the great unwashed. We've never said that. We've never, ever said that. We were told that ACT wants to rewrite the treaty. We don't want to do that. We were told that ACT wants to get rid of the treaty. We have never, ever said that. We actually want to go about having a conversation on how we can make the treaty respectful for all of the partners within that treaty. And what is a partnership? What does it mean? So it's having that conversation and being able to get up there and try to articulate what our dreams are for 2040 in the future. That was an opportunity that I was really proud to be able to take part in. When it comes to the kōrero that I had, Dale, I was, I spoke in te reo, and I think I've mentioned before here that I've struggled with my kōrero in te reo. And the part of the reason for that is, as a child growing up or as a teenager, trying to learn my dialect in two different towns, one in Wellington, one in Rotorua, I got quite a bit of a hard time in both about the way that I pronounce words. So I practiced a lot, and I actually felt that I did okay. And I'm, you know, really tried my hardest to get my kōrero out. And when there was some yelling that was happening at me, I found out later that the yelling wasn't about what I was saying, which was unifying, but more the fact that I was speaking during a sacred part of the pōhere, where no woman had ever done that before. Now, I knew that I'd been given permission to do that, and I was very humbled to be given the opportunity. So I wanted to make sure that my kōrero was respectful, both to my tipuna, to Ngāpui for giving me the opportunity, but also just being able to explain what it is that I want to do for my mokopuna, for my children, and therefore for everybody else's as well. So that, again, was a really humbling experience. And to have people, especially an elderly gentleman, telling me to sit down, he was saying, sit down, because I shouldn't have been standing there as far as he was concerned at that time. That, for me, I really respected that as well, that the tikanga was being manoeuvred to suit the guests that were there, and I was very humbled and privileged to be given that opportunity. And the woman that sang for me, singing to support me, that too was very, very humbling. So there were a lot of new experiences for me, Dale, a lot of new experiences, and all of them were good ones. I absolutely loved my time in the north from Friday last week through to Waitangi Day itself. Very humbling.
Tēnā koe, Nicole. Thank you. I think your kōrero hits a chord with many of our generation, Nicole. I really feel for you too, because as a learner of Te Reo Māori, you're very anxious anyway, and so I salute your efforts with our language, and thank you for reflecting on the gathering in that way. I think our people showed great restraint. I was just talking with our first guest who also mentioned that. There's a lot of concern at these political manoeuvres, but yet our tikanga, our cultural ways, and our sense of manaakitanga shone through throughout the event. A new website called Treaty has been launched by ACT, showcasing a video of David in the Q&A section outlining ACT's strategy. Look, he too found himself in the firing line, but he stood his ground, and I think our people respect that, Nicole. You know, the treaty was signed by people at Waitangi. Do you? And now you speak of the warmth and the purpose of a marae. So the interchange of ideas on the marae atia is age-old practice. And have you given some thought to, instead of discussing treaty principles and bills out of the beehive, that a marae would be a more appropriate setting for such a conversation?
I think it's really important that the conversations are had, and had in all places. I believe that it's right that we do go to marae, and that we do speak, that we are heard, and that we do listen. And it's got to be that two-way conversation. I also suspect that when it comes to the bill going through select committee stage, that the select committee should also make the opportunity to go out there and listen, not just have everybody come to Wellington as well. So I hope that the select committee is able to go and do that. At the end of the day, we were given a mandate to be, as a government, to put these issues out there. And I think if I can sum up some of the what I heard there is the hurt. So there's anger as well, and I get that, but it's more the hurt about the way that 40 years of fighting to get change, and a fear that they're going to lose everything, that our people will lose everything, all the great strides that they've made. That is not this government's intention, and it's not ACT's intention that anyone loses out. It's actually about everybody winning, and that's everyone. So not just Māori, but the other ethnicities out there as well. And so the hurt and the anger is coming from both sides, and I think it's really important that we open it up so that both sides get to listen, get to hear and get to listen. Neither of us should be defensive about what we have and what we feel that we may lose, which is why we started that website, which is learn more at thetreaty.nz, because we actually want to start the conversation clear, and then we can move about, like, what is it you're worried about, and how can we make sure that that really good initiative that you've got, Māori, that you have, is actually available to everybody. And when we listen to some elders and they say, well, it is available to everyone, it's kind of not in some aspects. Some is not. So how do we make sure that it is, and so that everybody is respectful of each other again? And we need to have those conversations not only at Waitangi, not only in Wellington, but as you say, Dale, also on marae and in places where people feel comfortable to be able to open up and have those conversations as well. you know, the treaty principles is under David Seymour for ACT, and I hope that I can be a part of those conversations. But I think more importantly, the select committee that deals with this, and we don't know which one it will be at this stage, they also need to reach out and make sure that those conversations are real conversations in places where everybody feels comfortable, and that's not always down in Wellington.
Tēnā koe, Nicole. Hey, Nicole, thanks very much for sharing that kōrero from the heart and speaking with us about your experience at Waitangi. And obviously looking forward to our next kōrero. Thanks for your kāro this morning.
Thank you.
Mauri ora. Nicole McKee from the ACT Party joining us for a kōrero. Thanks to her.